Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth Movement. I am Sandra Bueno, and I come to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. Today we are having a half an hour show that really speaks volumes because it deals with health and why I find that this is an incredible opportunity for me to share with you an area where all of us are affected. When we talk about health, this is an area that impacts us all equally in the sense that without our health, there is nothing that we can do to support who we are, our beliefs, our values, our desires, our dreams, and most especially our families. And of course, since I always talk about this, it is all about what we are doing as adults for our youth. And with me, I have the pleasure and I have the honor of being able to present to you someone who is, I find him, he's an extremely gifted individual, a person whose life expertise and his experience is about helping people. And I will be sharing with you just so much of what he brings. And what I'd like to start with is to give you a brief bio on his expertise and what it is that he does. He is Dr. Carlos Gonzalez, who has been a chiropractor for 18 years. He is a wellness consultant, a transformational speaker, an inventor, and an author. He has written over 100 articles on wellness, anti-aging, women's issues, preventative care, and many more topics. He also has a new book, Hanging Out for the Health of It. It is actually slated to be a series, and it is available as an e-copy right now as he's revising the hard copy. And this book is just a Bible of health and a Bible of options, and I really highly recommend it, and this will be made available within the next 2 weeks. Now, Dr. Gonzalez, he's on a mission with a vision and a passion with a purpose. By sharing his life experiences and training, he hopes to heal and empower millions of people who are hurting physically, mentally, and spiritually to live healthier, happier, and longer lives. And at this time, I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Gonzalez. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I can hear me.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I am just so proud and happy to have you on this show on Power to Be You, because really your expertise and your experience and just your training and really the cases that you have worked with and the evidence that you bring, this is going to help so many people. So for me, I just want to say thank you to you.
Well, thank you, Sandra, for having me on the show. You know, I used to have my own radio show for many, and it's a lot of work to have a radio show. There's a lot of preparation for it, but I had a lot of fun doing it, and my mission was to get the word out and help teach people and educate them about so many things that are available that people are not presented with when they go to their doctor's office. And, I tell people that, you know, if I was in a severe accident where my life was in danger, meaning I was at the point of possibly dying, I was bleeding to death, I had multiple fractures, you know, maybe a gunshot wound, something of this nature, there's no other place I'd rather be in than an emergency room, because the doctors do a magnificent job of saving people's lives. But on the other hand, when it comes to pain, health problems, medical doctors are not trained to cure these kinds of issues. And so after treating so many thousands of people and just seeing such miraculous recoveries and cures and just amazing results, I said, I've got to write a book about what I'm doing. And so that's what started me on my mission and vision in writing this book, Hanging Out for the Health of It. And, you know, it's been just an eye-opening experience, because I learned a lot of stuff along the way. And so, again, I want to thank you for having me so that we can help teach other people and teach them that there was a saying if you have health, you have hope. If you have hope, you have everything. And so I want to be able to teach my listeners and my readers and my patients everything that I've learned in my 18 years. And so with that, I'll hand it over to you, Sandra.
No, you know, it's just so much. I mean, you've shared with me just even some of the articles. You know, in fact, this morning you shared with me the Children Come First article in which you share two of the stories, two patients that you had. And, of course, this to me, you know, it just speaks volumes because we see so many children being victims of the decisions the parents make. Oftentimes the parents are, if not misinformed, they are just unaware of the options. And we as a population and as, you know, as a community in the greatest country of the world, we have allowed our own practical abilities to be taken over by the marketers, by the media. You know, every time you sit in front of the TV, especially at night, look at the specific channels where these commercials on the drugs that are available to heal you or to, you know, to patch up the issues that you have. You know, those are the things that are driving people to make decisions that are disempowering them. And most especially, they are disempowering the lives of children who don't have a choice. You know, and that's where I totally, you know, get all worked up because we need to be able to inform the adults of their options, which the options come from a natural approach, from a holistic approach. And, you know, you are someone that has been, you have so much experience and, you know, I want to just kind of take your book and completely take it apart because every single page offers so much knowledge, insight, and energy to go forward.
Well, you know, you have a lot of passion for wanting to help children, Sandra, and I'm right there with you. I love kids, and it saddens me to see, for example, obese children. It just really saddens me because, you know, it's not their fault. It's the parents' fault. And so what we need to do is we need to reach out to the parents and teach them first. And we need to educate them, and we need to let them know there is a better way. And it's not about just, you know, eat, drink, and be merry. Or it's not about, you know, if you've got a pain, take a pill. We need to teach people that they need to take responsibility for their health. And, you know, I like to look at it as taking baby steps to health. I actually wrote an article called Baby Steps to Health, and it's just about making some small changes. You know, you don't have to change your life completely around. You start with little changes. You start with little things first. And so this is what we need to teach people.
And you say here on the questionnaire that I had sent you, you sent it back, and my question is, based on your experience, research, insight, and vision, what is your idea for change and transformation? I love your answer. Would you like me to read it, or did you want to say it?
Well, either way, you know, you can go ahead and read it if you'd like.
I love it, the way you presented it. You say change is inevitable. The question is, are we changing for the better or for the worse? If you repeat a lie often enough, it will eventually be accepted as truth. The American people have been lied to long enough. Smoking is good for the digestion and to calm your nerves. Margarine is healthier than butter. Take Vioxx for your arthritis. Take a pill for anything that ails you. All you can eat. Have it your way. And you also bring to mind, you also say, and you talk about how we should take this off, you know. We need to get more people back on track to being healthy. Outlaw all-you-can-eat buffets. Increase the tax on tobacco and alcohol. Make physical education mandatory in grades 1 through 10. Grades 9 through 12 have different elective classes like tennis, golf, soccer, basketball, dancing, etc. I totally, full-heartedly agree with you. You know, what would you like to see take place?
All of that. You know, I was talking about it the other day with a patient of mine. If we just outlawed all-you-can-eat buffets, that alone would help the country's health dramatically. Why? Because people are not going to be, you know, ordering two and three plates and spending $20, $30. you buy one plate, you eat it, and that's it, baby. You know, you're not going to be able to go back for more seconds and thirds and then dessert and then more dessert. And it's just insane how much people eat. I've been there. I've done it. I've gained 50 pounds. So, you know, I'm just like everybody else out there. You know, I'm subjected to all the media, except what I've done is I've trained my mind to decipher the messages and to know that, you know, this is not the right way. This is not the healthy way. You know, when I tell people that actors were paid to put on a white jacket to look like a doctor and to promote that smoking was good for you back in the 40s and 50s, people were just like, what? Are you serious? And it's true. If you do a little research, you'll see that was true. The tobacco companies paid actors to dress up like doctors to promote that cigarette smoking was healthy, what was good for the digestion, calmed your nerves. And so, you know, that was the biggest lie. And they continued to lie about the ingredients in the tobacco, and that they put natural ingredients and they put flavor enhancers. And what they were doing was putting chemicals to get you addicted and chemicals to make the cigarette burn once you lit the cigarette. You know, when you light a cigarette and put it in an ashtray, it'll burn till it's completely gone. When you light a puro or a cigar, which in Spanish it's called a puro because it's pure tobacco, you light a cigar, put it in the ashtray, and it goes out. Why? Because it doesn't have all the added chemicals to make it burn all the way to the end. You have to keep puffing it to keep smoking it. But cigarettes have these chemicals to make it burn once you light it. It doesn't go out by itself like a cigar.
And how many chemicals do they say the cigarettes have?
Oh, God, there's over 150 chemicals.
And you know what, when you mentioned they paid actors before, they pay actors now. I mean, look at Sally, what is her name, Sally Fields. She's doing some form of arthritis commercial. Now, she's not a medical person. She's an actor who gets paid for being presented on that show. They get royalties. And, you know, I mean, I myself have done work within the acting industry and have gone up for different commercials. And there's certain things that I wouldn't even take just because I do not agree with that. And, you know, it just brings to light, again, the misinformation of people where we are portrayed by marketers that if we do something or we engage in a specific activity or if we buy something that they are featuring, we will be richer, you know, greater, more intelligent, better athletes, you know, and that is such a lie because all they want is to increase their bottom line and people are left then with the situation of, okay, my life is falling apart, what do I do? And you have, in your book, you have, here are 232 pages of just so much information. Share some of that with you. I know you broke it down into chapters. You have 59 principles. You have 7 pillars of health. Just, you know, please, you know, take us into, you know, what you wanted to share in the book.
Well, you know, There is a lot of information in that book, and I crammed a lot of stuff in there. It initially was going to be a book about hanging upside down. You know, inversion therapy dates back to 400 BC. The father of medicine, Hippocrates, who, you know, became known as the father of medicine, used to tie patients to a ladder-like device and then hang them upside down, pull them up with ropes, and they used to literally hang people upside down. Well, they found that did wonders for the spine. And through the ages, you know, it's continued in different forms. For example, in yoga, there's a posture called the Sirsa Arsana, and that's where you stand on your head. Now, the problem with that is that you compress the spine, you compress the neck when you're standing on your head. So they devised this apparatus where it's kind of like your shoulders are taking the pressure and then your head is freely hanging down. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's like to stand on your shoulders and not on your head. When I was, you know, a kid, I was a teenager, I used to do that yoga position in my bedroom, and I screwed up my neck. I compressed my discs. By the time I was 30 years old, I had degenerative disc disease, degenerative osteoarthritis. They told me that I had the spine of a 65-year-old. 30 years old, I'm in chiropractic school, and they tell me I've got the spine of a 65-year-old. So inversion, you know, goes back to 400 BC. The Germans devised a lot of apparatuses and machines to hang you upside down. And so now we have these other machines where you hang from the feet, and then you have Dr. Perry, my mentor, one of my mentors, an instructor that taught a seminar back in Hawaii in 1994, who taught me this therapy of hanging upside down. He, you know, came out with this machine where you don't hang from the feet, because a lot of people don't like hanging from the feet, me included, and you hang from the pelvis, you hang from the waist, and it's an incredible machine. And it's actually, you can do different exercises on it. It's like a 3-in-1 machine. You decompress the spine. You can do ab crunches, you know, abdominals, strengthen your abs. You can do back extensions to strengthen the lower back muscles. So I started using that. I saw some incredible results with patients, you know, and I told my wife at the time, I said, I need to write a book about this. And, you know, years passed. She goes, what are you waiting for? And finally I said, that's it. I'm going to do it. And so I did it. And it took me 3.5 years to write it. And while writing it, I can't, you know, found so much other information. And I wanted to share so much information with all my patients and my readers that it became a book about really total health and wellness. And so this is where I came out with the 10 most common causes of pain and disease. And, you know, what doctors and scientists are doing now is they're trying to blame genetics. Well, I just read something this morning about epigenetics, and this is how our environment affects our genetics and the chemicals out in the environment. You know, we've never used so many chemicals in the history of mankind. And chemicals, for example, in cosmetics, chemicals in everyday products, cleaning products, suntan lotion, you know, I already mentioned women's makeup, beauty products, lotions, and so forth and so forth. Our deodorant is loaded with chemicals, harmful chemicals. For example, a lot of people don't know the difference between deodorant and antiperspirant. They think it's the same thing. Well, antiperspirant is to keep you from perspiring, and antiperspirant contains aluminum chlorhydrate. Well, aluminum has implicated in Alzheimer's. So you want to avoid aluminum products. You want to avoid using aluminum cooking utensils and cooking pots and pans. And so there's deodorant, which does not contain aluminum chlorhydrate. There's a new deodorant that I think Arm & Hammer came out with, aluminum-free. It says it right on the label, aluminum-free, paraben-free. And so these are the kinds of products that people need to start looking for and start using and get educated about all this stuff. Audra, we could
spend... And when I wanted to... Go ahead.
I was going to say, we could spend hours and hours and... you know, we could spend just numerous time, you know, on this these subjects. The seven pillars of health, and I think I've added a new one. So I'm going to change the name to the eight pillars of health. But it's just a lot of information, and you know, a lot of it is in the internet. You just need to know how to look and what to look for.
And you know what? What I'd like to add to this is, you know, why I've taken such an amazing amount of interest with what you have and meeting you and looking at your work and seeing your book is because I have firsthand experience in everything that you are talking about, and I have seen and I agree, you know, the health and the health industry and how Medicaid works and how Medicaid, you know, the whole business behind it, the issues, the red tape, and at the end of the day, when you get injured or when you have pain, you know, you're dealing with the issue on your own, in your own home, with your own finances, with your own responsibilities, you know, unable to move or unable to continue with what you were involved with, all of a sudden having to worry and having to go through the red tape of getting appointments with doctors, of being asked the same questions, of finding that they cannot, they'll look at you and say, well, you're okay, here, take this pill, go home, and come back and see me in a month. Now, I know how important the spine is to our overall well-being, and I'd like for you to, you know, share with us, again, you know, with chiropractic work, why is the spine, why is that like the center of our entire life?
Well, let me try to put it as simple as possible, and when I wrote the book, I wrote it in simple terms. I wrote it so that everyday people can understand it. I didn't write it as a medical book. I didn't use a lot of big words, and if I had to use a big word, I put in parentheses what it meant, or vice versa. You know, the spine is your lifeline. All the nerves come out from your spine. All the nerves come from the spine. All the nerves come from the spine that go to your eyes, your ears, your nose, your facial muscles, your heart, your lungs, your arms, your fingertips, your feet, your toes, your ovaries. The nerves control everything in the body. The nervous system is called the master system. It controls and directs all functions of the human body. It is the master system. And I can't tell you how many people I've had. Let me give you one example. Heart problems. They go to the cardiologist. They have all kinds of studies done, tests done. They spend thousands of dollars, you know, paying their co-pays and deductibles and so forth, and just to be told there's nothing wrong with your heart is healthy, and the patient says, but doctor, why do I have chest pain? Why do I have this pain tingling down my arm? And the doctor says, you just have a lot of stress. And the patient leaves very confused when they come to me and tell me what the doctor said. And, you know, they tell me, they say, I don't have stress. I have a great job. I have a great family. I have a great life. I don't have a lot of stress. I don't have any stress. And after examining their spine, I find problems in their spine, especially at the level of the thoracic, which is, you know, the mid-upper chest area, which is where it controls the heart and the lungs. And so I start adjusting and realigning and repositioning the spine. Chest pain goes away. Heart palpitations go away. Arm pain, arm numbness, arm tingling goes away. And so I have a theory, and I firmly believe that many heart attacks are a result of problems in the spine. I would love to do a study on that, but I don't think the drug companies are going to want to fund it, for one, because, you know, they want to prescribe drugs for heart problems. They want to put people on statins and cholesterol-lowering pills and so forth and so forth. So, you know, it might remain my theory for many years to come. But many studies have been done in chiropractic, and they have found that, for example, blood pressure, as an example, there was a study on WebMD. They found that problems in the spine, especially in the upper spine, the neck, the very top of the neck where it connects to your skull, correcting that part of the spine lowers blood pressure than blood pressure pills. And the researchers looked at the data and they go, this cannot be. And so they reevaluated all the data and they said, yes, it's there. They were astounded. They couldn't believe it, but they admitted, they found that chiropractic lowered blood pressure, high blood pressure, better than the pills that the doctors prescribe for blood pressure.
And can I tell you, go ahead.
Those are two examples of how the spine controls the body and how it affects the body and why the spine is so important.
And when a person is feeling the pains and the aches and all of these symptoms, and they do not, you know, they go into the doctor and they take the pill, now all of a sudden, while the pill may work, you know, in that specific area, It's only masking, because then, again, you're bringing in other body parts and you are affecting the areas that don't have issues. And I can tell you, my mother suffered of 10 years because she had a fall. She was giving anti-inflammatory medicine. She would only take, I would say, about a third of what they were giving her. She ended up with a disease of the blood that it was basically her body was eating up its own white blood cells. And I would accompany her all the time. And finally, at the end of time, I got so angry and I started looking at all of her paperwork, and I went and tried to help the doctor out. And it was crazy because at one point he said, listen, your mom is just stressed out. Your mom just needs a vacation. And we were supposed to go to Europe. We took her to Europe. My mom ended up being hospitalized, and while she was in France, this is when they discovered that she had what is called as immunothrombocytopenia, which is your own body eating up its own white blood cells. And they were able to see that by having her hospitalized immediately when the doctor came in and then performed the test. But here, this doctor had been treating her for 10 years. And, you know, when I went and I came back and I said, look, this is what happened. You know, let me help you. Let me give you the results and let me give you all of these different tests and diagnoses so we can start from here rather than going back from scratch. What did he do? He went, took all the papers out, and only showed me the referrals that he had worked on, saying, look, I've taken care of your mom. You know, and at that point, we ended up finding a naturalist. It took about 800 pills of treatment for my mom to actually regain her strength. But at this point, she had been going in and out of hospitals about 5 times in the year. You know, the last time she ended up there, they said to her, we're going to give you a transfusion, and if your body doesn't take it, there is nothing we can do for you. You are going to bleed to death. And that was about, I would say, about 3 to 4 years ago. You know, and that was her story. I have another story, and my story involves the spine, and it involves going to doctors where they say, you know what, you are approved for a total disc replacement. And I have held out, and I said no, because I know there's energy work, there's, you know, and meeting you, you have been through it yourself, and you're treating people. I mean, the story that you had of little Johnny complaining of knee pains, who is 8 years old, can you share that story?
Well, yeah, he you know, was complaining of knee pain really bad, and, you know, the mother just kind of blew it off for a while until finally the little boy said, you know what, Mom, my knee really hurts, I feel like cutting it off. You know, just cut it off. It hurts so bad. When he started saying that, she started taking him seriously. And so, you know, the first thing I did was after I examined him and checked his posture and his pelvis, and we did some x-rays of the spine and the knee, obviously nothing showed up in the knee. And this is the case with many people. You know, they have shoulder pain, wrist pain, knee pain, hip pain, and x-rays are taken. Nothing is found. What happens is, you know, the early changes are not seen on x-ray. Early degenerative changes are not seen on x-ray, and so it's affecting the cartilage and it's affecting the alignment, and it does cause pain. So the first thing I did was I put, you know, this little boy in some orthotics, arch supports, to properly align his feet, which in turn were going to align the leg and knee and the pelvis. And so that was one of the first things I did. Next, we started doing some pelvic adjustments, spinal alignments. You know, I put them on a multivitamin mineral supplement. A lot of kids, including my son, has been going through this recently, growing pains. Just recently, you know, during the Christmas holidays, he woke me up. It was like 2 a.m. Daddy, my knee hurt. My leg hurts. I got up. I rubbed some essential oils on his knee. I put him on the massage sauna bed with infrared heat, massaged him. I put some, you know, some ointments on him. I put some magnets on him. Within about 30 minutes, he said that he felt much better. We were able to go to bed. And so, you know, a lot of children have mineral deficiencies, and so they need to be taking a good quality vitamin. I'll tell you another topic we can talk about is vitamins. I wrote an article called What Every Mom Needs to Know About Flintstone Vitamins. You can Google Flintstone Vitamins, look at the ingredients, read the junk that's in there. You know, you don't need to be a scientist to be able to read some of the junk that's in there. All the artificial colors and the aspartame. And if you don't know what aspartame is, type in Google aspartame side effects. There's a doctor by the name of Dr., I believe it's Hull, H-U-L-L. She was diagnosed with Graves' disease, which is a thyroid problem. And she figured out that it was from the artificial sweetener Equal and, the aspartame that she was using. She's got a great website. She also wrote a book called Sweet Poison. I get sidetracked so easy.
It's amazing. You know why? Because I know of a, I have a friend of mine who's an author who actually has sold thousands and thousands of books that is a book on Equal, on cooking with Equal, making it or cooking with like NutraSweet or something like that. And, you know, all of a sudden you see people, you know, we're, because of not understanding or not knowing or trusting, we ourselves are contributing to the pain that we have and to the disease that we have, you know, and when our body is saying, help me, and I want to get rid of this, here we go and give it more medicine and give it more, you know, more of the same junk instead of helping it.
You're absolutely right, Sandra. There's, you know, there's many books written about the dangers of artificial sweetness. Another one is
Dr. Gonzalez, I can't hear you too well.
Okay, can you hear me better
now? There you
now?
Go. Yes, yes.
One of the other books that's written on artificial sweeteners is called Sweet Deception. And there's a lot of books, a lot of good books written, you know. Soy, this is another area where people are being deceived and being told that soy is a health food. Well, what a lot of people don't know is that soy and corn are the two biggest genetically modified crops in the world. Soy, you know, soy has been touted as a health food, but it's not. And there's a lot of problems with soy. And if you just, you know, in the back of my book, I list a lot of references, a lot of websites, a lot of books. I've broken them down by category. And there's a wealth of information in just the back of the book. Just the back of the book, there's a lot of information that I've compiled over years of research. And so, you know, there's a lot of websites that you can go and look up the dangers of soy. I just saw a really good video on the problems with soy by a gentleman that started a vitamin company, and boy, he goes into the details about why soy is bad and how the American public has been deceived. So the American public has been deceived about a lot of things. You know, margarine. You know, we should eat margarine, not butter. Butter's got too much fat. Margarine is good for you. Well, now they're coming out with, you know, just the opposite is true. Margarine is only one molecule away from plastic. Mm-hmm. You know, margarine won't decompose. You know, it's so artificial that it won't decompose. How can that be good for you? Well, it's low fat. Well, there's a difference between, you know, fats, because there's some fats that actually body needs. And there's some fats that the body doesn't need. And the body doesn't need artificial fats, hydrogenated oils, stuff that's put into so much packaged food and prepackaged food and processed food. And that's the stuff that clogs the arteries and kills you.
I get, you know what, I just sit here and shake my head because I hear, I mean, just that one molecule away from being plastic and your body can't digest it. So imagine all these children and all the people, you know, everyone, people who have diabetes, people who have, you know, ailments, eating this stuff. And then the way that it's coming in, it's solidifying within the body. And then you end up with a tumor. Then you end up with, you know, with gas. You end up with flatulence. You end up with inabilities to move a certain way, you know, and never mind if you're taking drugs. Never mind if you're smoking. Never mind if you're not exercising. Never mind if you're not cleansing. You know, never mind if you have poor nutrition. Never mind if you had an accident or multiple accidents or we're not treated the right way, you know, I just get overwhelmed with you know, it really comes down to us taking charge and taking action about not being deceived and recognizing that we have been gifted with an amazing body that has the potential to recover, provided we give it what it needs and provided we take away the poisons. Now, we've actually gone over time, but what I'd like to ask you is, what would you say to a person who is on multiple drugs, you know, or what would you say to a person who is on even, you know, psychotropic drugs, and people who, you know, who have been led to believe that this is it, that they have to be on drugs or their life is going to end?
Well, that's a great question, Sandra, and I'll tell you, I have a very dear friend of mine that I recently met and has become a very dear friend of mine. She confessed to me that she's been on a antidepressant, Effexor, for 6 years, and she wants to get off of it. And she started looking at the side effects, and once she started reading all the different side effects, she says, you know what, I really want to get off this now. Because she took it trusting the doctor and trusting that it was helping her. And it probably did help her at first because she was very depressed. And so, unfortunately, you know, when you go to the doctor for depression, they're going to write you a prescription for a pill. They're not going to give you natural alternatives to treat depression. Now, if somebody is clinically depressed and suicidal, probably the best treatment of choice is to put them on some antidepressants, but for a short time, while using other methods, not just the drugs alone, you know. So she started. We're starting to wean her off of it. You know, she was taking 75 milligrams. 150 milligrams of this drug. And so I told her what she should do is maybe one day take half, and then the next day take the whole pill. One day half, one day the whole pill. Well, she did 2 days on half, and then the third day she took the full dose. She's been doing that for a week, and she's been doing pretty good. What happened was she took 2 days for half the dosage amount, and then it's in a capsule, so she would have to take half the capsule apart instead of getting the tablet and breaking it in half or going to the doctor and getting the half amount, which you can also do, but, you know, the doctors probably are going to tell you can't do that, and if they tell you that, then it's time to find another doctor who's going to help you get off of it. There's no reason why anybody should be on an antidepressant for the rest of your life. You know,
as if we were born with it. As if we were born with a pill in our mouth, right?
Yeah, it's like, you know, telling people that you're going to have to learn to live with it, you're going to have to learn to live with the pain, you know. So anyway, she took 2 days of half the pill, and then the third day she was supposed to take the third, you know, the full pill, but she forgot and took another half. And she said by the end of the day, she kind of felt a little edgy and kind of, you know, she could feel it. But she got through the day. So she went back and did 2 days half, 1 day full, 2 days half, 1 day full. Next week, she's going to start 3 days half, 1 day full. So little by little, she's just weaning off it because, you know, if you've been on these kinds of pills for this long, you can't just stop taking them because you can become very sick. And this is where you need to work with your doctor. And if he has a better way to help, you know, one of our listeners that wants to get off some of these pills, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've heard people tell me that they just stopped taking so many of the pills, you know, and they felt better. So, you know, you need to be careful if you've been taking a lot of prescription pills. You really need to work with your doctor or find a doctor that will work with you because a lot of times they don't want to take the time to work with you and get you off the pills. It's insane, but that's reality. And so that's, you know, what one needs to do is just, you know, get on the Internet. For example, I had her type in weaning off Effexor, and there's websites out there that will show you how to do stuff like that. Always, you know, best to work with your doctor who prescribed the stuff, but a lot of doctors are very stubborn and will tell you, you know, no, you can't get off it. You have to stay on it. And what I tell people is you need to find another doctor if that's what they're telling you.
And that's what it is. And people are also afraid. They're afraid because, again, we've lost our sense of our own practical abilities, common sense, and our authority over choosing and deciding what it is that we want, you know, because we don't take the time to really figure out and realize that ultimately we're affecting our own ability, our own bodies, our own brains, our own energy, you know, our own drive. So, you know, I love it that you and I have connected. So I know that we're going to go forward. Your book is awesome, is amazing, and you're going to be now making it accessible through as an e-book, as an e-downloadable copy. So, you know, I'd like to give the audience also your website, or if you could give them your contact information, please. And then, you know, and I know we're going to create also the course, the seminar, the four-week course, going over your book, because really it is about going every page, because every page is amazing. So,
yes, Sandra, we have a lot of information to cover. And like you said, the book is going to be available very soon. And the website is Dr., just the initials, Dr., G as in Gonzalez, and then -health-tips.com. So it's Dr. G-health-tips.com. And we're going to redo the website to be able to accept, you know, payments. And we're going to also make the book available. We're going to give away a couple of free chapters. We're also going to give away a lot of articles. We're going to also make the book available that you can buy, purchase the individual chapters. If one of the chapters, like there's a chapter on you know, how to find the right chiropractor for you. If somebody wants to just purchase that one chapter, then they can, or they can purchase the whole book in its entirety. So I wanted to do that. So, you know, if people maybe don't want to read the whole book, which they should, because it can literally save their life and put them on the road to health. But that way they can look at the individual chapters and buy the individual chapters as they find interesting, or the whole book. And my email, if somebody wants to email me, is drcm, that's dr as in doctor, and then cm, Charlie Michael Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, and then the number 50@yahoo.com. So it's Dr. C.M. Gonzalez 50@yahoo.com.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Dr. Gonzalez, it has been a pleasure being here on this show with you. And again, I look forward to just being able to create all of these different outlets for people, and also to let the audience know that you will be a Rise to Win partner, and in the sense that we will be putting together actual live presentations and training and education. And I have met other people that I have always been inspired by their work and what they do. Now, you really take it from such a high level, because you really channel it down in every aspect. So for me, that's why, I just find this is amazing. So thank you for joining me, and thank you for being on this show, and just thank you for believing in your purpose and your power, and now having the courage to step out. And like you say in your book, you know that you're going to have some people who are going to be, you know, wanting to say something, you know, like the FDA and all that, and that's what it is. You know, we're in the information age right now, and this is how people are going to be empowered, by having others stand up, say what needs to be said, and while giving them options for empowerment. So thank you.
Thank you, Sandra.
You're welcome, and speak with you soon.
God bless you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a presentation of Power to Be You and Rise to Win, and I look forward to just going forward with you. Again, this is Sandra Bueno signing out.